May I give you all a very warm welcome to Wilmslow Methodist Church and to this service of thanksgiving for the life of our treasured and much loved friend Mary Lewis. Mary was a much loved member of this church family for nearly 50 years. During that time, she'd served as church steward, Sunday school teacher, pastoral visitor, leader of the Wesley Guild with David. She delivered church flowers, had been a member of the Young Wives, house groups, film club, and no doubt much, much more. She had a quiet, gentle inner strength, the fruit of her lifelong faith. She shared so much love in this place, and it's a real privilege to be here to give thanks to God for her life. Whilst it's very hard not to be sad, Mary didn't want us to be. She wanted this to be a thanksgiving service, thanksgiving to God for life. And so I welcome family, church family, friends and neighbours from near and far to join me in praising God for her long and wonderful life. The first of our hymns was chosen by David for this service, one that he knew Mary loved. The words of the hymn invite us to reflect on God's faithfulness to us. Mary was deeply aware of God's faithfulness to her. It shaped her faith, how she lived, and how she showed God's love. So we sing, "Great is thy faithfulness." seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father, we gather to praise you and thank you for Mary's life, to rejoice in all that she has meant to us, to give you all the glory for her. Accept our profound thanksgiving for the love that she has shared with us, for all the ways in which she has touched our lives. We thank you for her witness and faith expressed in love and action. We seek to rejoice and not be sad as we celebrate a long and good life, reflecting on the privilege we have had of knowing Mary. But it is only natural too that we grieve and mourn. And so we come before you with the sad feelings of loss and our need for comfort. God, our Father, you care for us with a love so tender, so gentle, so strong, with a love which stretches out into all eternity. Bring us your healing comfort and peace today through your presence with us. We especially pray that you will comfort and support David, Gavin and Chris and all the family. We especially pray too for her sister Jenny, who isn't well enough to travel, asking that you enfold her in your love. May your peace ease the heartbreak ache of grief, and may your Holy Spirit lift us above our sorrow to the peace and light of your constant love, in the hope of our resurrection faith, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The Bible readings for our service were chosen by Mary for today. The first is a beautiful piece about the value of friendship. It's from the book of Sirach, otherwise known as Ecclesiasticus, found in the apocryphal part of the Bible. From Sirach chapter 6. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine, and those who fear the Lord will find them. Those who fear the Lord direct their friendship aright, for as they are, so are their neighbours also. Perhaps Mary chose this because of her appreciation of the friendships that she received from you. It certainly speaks to us of her friendship to us, which truly was without price. Her brother Peter is now going to come and read to us her second piece chosen for today from the book of Romans.
What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you. Mary, in her notes, also requested words heard in another service here. They're from Franciscan Richard Rohr as he reflected on the experience of growing in love, towards love, until we return to the source of love and life in all its fullness. He writes, "Your true self is who you are and always have been in God. And at its core, it is love itself. Love is both who you are and who you are still becoming, like a sunflower seed that becomes its own sunflower. It is love becoming love in this unique form called me. We are allowed to ride life's and love's wonderful mystery for a few years until life and love reveal themselves as the same thing, which is the final and full message of the risen Christ, life morphing into a love that is beyond space and time." We give thanks for Mary's quiet inner strength and spirituality expressed in the love that she shared. And we rejoice in that resurrection promise and assurance that she believed that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We give thanks that Mary now knows that love in all its completeness, returned into the arms of her Saviour. We hear now a prayer that Mary kept by her bedside and read each night in recent times, the prayer of St. Thomas More. "Grant us, O Lord, the royalty of inward happiness and the serenity which comes of living close to you. Do you daily renew us in the sense of joy, so that by the Spirit we may bear about with us the infection of a good courage." Amen. And we sing our hymn, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, and I Will Trust in You Alone." Seated. I'm going to share with you some thoughts about Mary's life that have been shared with me. Later, after the service, the family would very much like to invite you to stay behind for a coffee and some refreshments, an opportunity for you to share your memories of Mary with the family and with one another. Mary was born in Paignton in South Devon on the 2nd of September 1932, the first child of Alice and Reg Gartrell. She grew up there by the sea with her sister Jenny and brother Peter. Mary, I know, for a while attended Old Way Primary School. It's one of the strange things that I attended Old Way Primary School as well. A lovely thing to find in common. But then she went on to the girls' grammar school in Torquay, where she made some lifelong friends. From there, she travelled to Garnet College in London to study teacher training with a specialist subject of home economics. Her first jobs included a public school in Taunton and a college in Bath. It was during her time living in Bath that she booked a holiday in Corsica. On the plane, she met a man named David. I thought that only happened in the films. And friendship grew on the holiday and they kept in touch. David remembers many trips along the A40 to Bath to visit her. And it led to what has been described to me as a lifelong romance. They got married in 1964 at Torquay Methodist Church, her family church, before moving to Essex where David was working. She got a job in Chelmsford College and they bought their first house near Brentwood, where they lived for 5 years. 1969-1970, David got a job at ICI and they moved up to Wilmslow and found a house at 3 Chesham Road. Now, you might want to correct me by saying that it was number 1, but they first lived at number 3. Howard and Margaret remember helping everybody, all the family, carrying everything from one house to the other, and Mary still putting a meal on the table at the end of the day. This was where their sons Gavin and Chris grew up. Mary did some work for the Gas Board, doing cookery demonstrations when they were young, and then continued her professional work as a home economics lecturer at Fieldon Park College in Didsbury. On arriving here at church, Margaret Evans invited Mary to come along to the Young Wives Group, the start of a 50-year close friendship. Margaret and Howard's boys, Martin and Gareth, were a similar age to Gavin and Chris, and they helped each other out looking after them. Mary invited them to join the family on holiday in Agit in France, the start of many happy family holidays together. In later years, once the boys had grown up, they continued holidaying together in the lakes with Pat and Jim, with memories of having such a lot of fun spending time with Mary. Holidays to see Gavin and the family in Hong Kong were special, as were holidays with Chris and the children. Upon retirement, Mary and David both did open university degrees, Mary's being in English literature. Mary was an intelligent lady who always continued learning. She belonged to the National Women's Register monthly discussion group, attended the Art Society meetings with her friend Joan, was part of the church book club, as well as the various other study groups here, all up until ill health prevented her. She kept well abreast of the news and with breadth of knowledge was always interesting to talk to. Someone has described Mary to me as being young at heart, not only for the fact that no one had any idea that she was 87, but for her openness, open to new ideas, always wanting to learn and reflect and keep growing. What a testimony, what an example to us all. Many people have spoken to me of Mary's many kindnesses to them. She very quietly offered people such love and care. She had a ministry of hospitality. Along with David, they opened their home to Margaret when Howard was away, offered huge support to Joan after losing Doug, regularly invited Tim and others around for a meal, and no doubt much more that I've never heard of. She also volunteered with the Council for Voluntary Service. Her care was always very practical and thoughtful. Mary and David enjoyed going to the Halle. They loved visiting gardens and National Trust properties. Mary loved the countryside, and a favourite place was walking on Lindo Common. Mary had a strong sense of what's right and wrong, a real sense of social justice and compassion. In terms of her own suffering, she was stoic and strong, dignified and philosophical, never complaining. She never wanted to put anyone out, but was very gracious and grateful for all the help that she did receive in recent months. Mary was blessed by having such a wonderful family, a sister and brother, niece and nephews, cousins, all of David's family too. She especially, of course, loved her sons Gavin and Chris, their partners, her grandchildren, Maya, Maxim, Fraser, Alex and Sophie. She was so very proud of all of you. David and Mary celebrated 50 years of love and marriage in 2014. I'm told you were very much a team. I'm going to share now some words that Chris has written for us. He says, I've struggled to find words to say what would do justice to my mum. She was a kind, gentle, intelligent and thoughtful woman. Perhaps these are things that you don't see so well when you're growing up, because this is just your own version of normal. It's only with hindsight that you realise how lucky you are. The words from friends and family that have been sent in cards and letters over the last weeks have helped enormously. It has been warming to hear the kind words that have been said and to realise what a huge impact she has had on so many people's lives, not just my own. Mum has been there for a lot of people over the years, helping friends and neighbours through difficult times, to arranging family gatherings and being the glue that holds the extended family together. Patient, kind and generous throughout it all, and dignified to the end. I certainly hope that a little part of Mum can live on through the people that she touched throughout her life, and that we can all aspire to follow her example. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to share Gavin's words. It means a lot to Mary's family that so many people have come to give thanks for her life and for some of you to have made such long journeys. And also say what a testimony as well that there are so many people here today. Gavin writes, it's also very comforting for them to have received so many kind messages and fond memories of Mary, who has touched people's lives in ways that they hadn't always seen. Mary and David have come to Water Lane Methodist Church for over 45 years, from when the family was young. It's been an important part of her life. Mary wanted to have this service given by Katie and for Alan Mimak to say a few words here at Water Lane today. Her quiet and lifelong faith helped give her the strength that we all saw in her. As you would expect, Mary didn't want us all to mourn her to be a somber day today. She asked that this be a thanksgiving for her life, where we could remember and be thankful for all the happiness. Mary was quiet and modest, kind and wise. She often put caring for other people first and didn't like to make a fuss about herself or want to put anyone to any trouble. In the last few weeks, many people have spoken to us about Mary's kindnesses over the years. She was a brave and strong lady who never once complained when she was ill and always wanted to look on the bright side, even when it was really tough for her. When she was diagnosed, she knew what was coming and dealt with it philosophically and bravely. Her strength has always set an example to her family. Mary would worry about her family, but try not to show it. When faced with the silliness of her teenage sons, she didn't rise to the bait and diplomatically avoided saying anything about ridiculous haircuts, pierced ears, smoking at the bus stop and even outside church, temper tantrums, late nights home and all the other challenges teenagers throw at parents. Mary had a steadfast sense of right and wrong. Even in the hospital when she was very ill, she would chat with the nurses and ask them if they got home on time and if they were paid enough. She had a strong view of the priorities in life and encouraged us all to have balance in our lives and not work too hard. Other than the lovely chats she enjoyed, Mary only really communicated by phone and letter. For a brief time, she experimented with emails, but after sending three, which were quite hard to read, she abandoned the experiment and never really took it any further. She had a mobile phone, but was never interested enough in it to read or send any text messages. She always saw the best in people and wanted people to be their best. She had a quite well-known and very gracious way of asking people to help with things by gently suggesting ideas. Have you thought about tidying up? Or would you like to organise a holiday? She might say. These were all commands, nicely dressed up as questions, that the family called the interrogative imperative. They always found it hard to say no. Mary's kindness and strength will be greatly missed by all her family and friends. Thank you, Gavin, for those words. I'm going to invite Alan to come and share with us now.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie. Mary Lewis was one of the loveliest persons I've ever met in my life. And I could use many adjectives to describe her many qualities. But to me, she was one of God's saints with heavenly qualities. And with Katie, it has been my great privilege to have known her, and I thank God for that experience, which will be a blessing for the rest of my life. Mary gave me so much support in my ministry here. She seemed to know what I was about and what my aims were, and she encouraged me to keep going when there were testing times. And without my knowledge, she wrote to the BBC because she felt that what I was saying needed a wider audience, but they never replied to her letter. But that didn't matter. It was the confidence that she had in me and the encouragement that she wanted to give. Mary has been described as a great strength within her. There are memories, personal memories, that she took us to Liverpool to see a classical concert given by the Liverpool Philharmonic. And she took us also to Liverpool again to see the ships coming in from all over the world. And I think that she knew that Liverpool was in my heart, and that is why I love her, because she respected that I was a Liverpool supporter for all my life. But I remember to this day that many years ago David and I knelt at this communion rail to pray for Mary, who was fighting for her life. And thankfully she came through that trial to face the task of learning to speak again and to regain her normal strength. David, you certainly knew what you were doing when you asked Mary to be your wife. And I know that you and the members of your family will be facing a future without her physical presence. And to you, Gavin, Chris, that same message. It is hard to be without her. But her presence will be with you in many different reminders of the great blessings that she brought to you and the happiness she created all around us. Brian Cox on television said that you can put out a candle, but you can't put out the light. You can put out a candle, but you can't put out the light. Because the light that the candle has brought becomes part of the eternal light. And no one can put that out. And that, for me, is a testimony to Mary's light that will never be put out.
Thank you, Alan. Going to sing a hymn now that Mary chose for this service. It's an Advent hymn, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Thank you.
seated. We come to our prayers of thanksgiving. Let us pray. God, source of all life, mysterious, profound, generous in love, we give thanks because we have seen you in Mary. We give thanks for her life, for all that she was, for all that she gave of herself to her family, to friends, to the church and community, and for all that she will ever be to us. We give thanks for her beautiful smile, her warmth, her genuine friendship, thoughtfulness, care and compassion, her sense of justice and concern for others. We thank you for her hospitality, for both the nourishment of her food and of her love. We thank you for her lifelong love of learning, her openness to new ideas, willingness to listen to the other, for her patience and understanding. We thank you for all her skills and years of teaching. We thank you for her strong, inspiring, lifelong faith, for the way in which she saw the best in everyone. May her example, her witness, inspire us in how we live our lives. We thank you for her deep love of David, Gavin and Chris, Mauricia, Maya, Maxim, Julie, Fraser, Alex, Sophie, Jenny, Peter, and all the wider family. We recall our best memories of Mary, and we give you our thanks and praise. We thank you for her love that will live on in us. For Mary, death is past, and she knows deep peace and love in all its completeness. For us, there is sorrow and loss, but we know and trust that you, God, are the giver of all comfort, and that we are never out of reach of your love. Sustain us and strengthen us, we pray, in all the emotions of this day. Enfold us in your deep love and reassurance. Give us all your peace and your strength. Help us to cast every care on you and know the comfort of your love, as together we release Mary into the mystery of love that never dies. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And I invite you, if you wish to join me in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I invite you to stand with me for words of commendation before our final hymn. God, our Creator and Redeemer, into your keeping, we commend your servant Mary Elizabeth Lewis. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the joy of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Mary again chose this hymn. Words, Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all faith, Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, give us your peace in our hearts, Lord, we pray. Words that so speak of Mary. Blessing, Mary wrote these words, so travel the kingdom road with hearts open to the love of God. May you travel that road and be filled with the love of God. Go with his blessing, the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We listen to music of the Benedictus.